This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now, 7 after the hour, my name is Doug Steffen. Actually, my name is Dudley Steffen, but it's been Doug more than it's been Dudley through my life, and it seems easier. Don't you think, ladies?
Do you respond to Dudley? Like if someone says, hey, Dudley, you do?
Yeah. I always like
Dudley because it makes me think of Dudley more, so I don't have any negative connotation with it.
No. Well, when my mother was upset with me, it was Dudley. Well, I was always Dudley. Actually, with her, she never called me Doug. Doug was what happened when I went to college and would introduce myself as Dudley, and people were looking for a nickname, so they called me Dud. And Dud became Doug for people who couldn't hear or weren't listening carefully. And Doug just sort of stuck. And so that's how I got to be Doug. That's the story of my life, friends.
But I understand the plight of the nickname, because you've done that to me for 4.5 years. You keep asking me what my nickname is.
What's your nickname?
My name is Victoria. I don't need a nickname.
My name is Dudley. So should I just drop Doug Steffen and be Dudley Steffen? What do you think?
Well, I'm saying if you wanted to be Dudley, you should just say, no, my name is Dudley. That's it. If people can't pronounce two syllables, then that's on them.
I think that there's a grown now, because everybody in the profession knows me as Doug, I think it's a little late for me to change.
Oh, time and grade in the marketplace.
Right, exactly. All right, Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer, it seems the president has done something that I have criticized politicians for doing for years and years and years, and that's use the military as a backdrop for their campaigns. Apparently, and I'm not sure who caught this, whether it was the general himself or whether it was the news media trying to dump on Trump. That should be it. That's what the news media equals, dump on Trump. That seems to be pretty much their message. At any rate, General Mark Milley, is it Milley or Milley? M-I-L-L-E-Y?
Milley.
Which is it? It's Milley. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they were sitting in the Situation Room of the White House, watching the raid on the ISIS leader, whoever it was, al-Baghdadi, I think it was.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And so that picture was captured, and they've been using that in their ads, and that's against the law. Well, I don't know if it's against the law. It's against the rules, anyway. And it also, what I despise, frankly, I think that's a word that is very strong, but it's how I feel about using the military in political ways, and then screwing them over when it comes to veterans affairs, men and women who wear the uniform and get into trouble, get hurt mentally, physically, and the Veterans Administration is somewhere in China. It's unacceptable to me, and I think that if people see that, they will take a look and be askance from it. Whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, I'm offended by it, frankly, very much so. So anyway,
I think that using the military, I think that we owe our military a bigger debt to pay them than we are currently doing. But I do think that Trump has prioritized the military, and I do think that the VA is getting better.
He's prioritized building a lot of new weaponry and spending a lot of money in defense. But where's the money going to take care of the people who actually operate the stuff and get their feet and legs, arms blown off?
There's been a pretty big gutting at the VA over the last 3 years. And yes, building up the military is one of the ways to keep current service members safe. But I'll tell you this. As far as a picture sitting next to Mark Milley making the decision to go in and go after a terrorist, I don't think that that's necessarily using the military to campaign. I think that's talking about a national security and a foreign policy achievement. I mean, remember this. There has not been one terror attack on our soil since President Trump has been in office, Islamic terror attack. And so that's...
Was there one when Obama, or am I forgetting?
Yeah, all the time. San Bernardino, Orlando. The guy who drove through traffic in New York.
Gosh.
Okay. Well, obviously there's a reason why. It's a tough sell because
look,
you guys have already made up your mind.
I agree with you.
I'm not voting for either one of them, so I don't have to make up my mind.
Well, that's a vote for Trump. But a picture of Trump in the Situation Room is, I don't have a problem with that either. I feel like every president has moments that are captured in intense situations. I don't think that that's necessary. I'm not offended by that.
The reason why it's significant is when they had a chance to get bin Laden, Obama wanted to do it. Joe Biden did not. Joe Biden thought it was a mistake. Joe Biden also thought it was a mistake to go in after Soleimani last year. Joe Biden, if you're looking at setting up differences between you and the candidate, which is what these guys, it's their job, right? They're supposed to create daylight between the two of them so that people can conceivably make a well-informed decision so that they can go out and vote in the right way possible. So if Trump is saying, here I am in the Situation Room making a decision to actively go after a terrorist, I wouldn't think that that's actually like doing anything wrong. I mean, it's about celebrating something that he did that his opponent
chose
not to do.
It seems that there is a rule not to do or use it. Maybe it's nitpicking, but I'm making a general statement about politicians in general, not Trump, not Biden, not anybody in particular. I'm just disgusted with how, and it goes back to Bush pulling that. It just disgusts me. They're so two-faced about it. It just disgusts me.
Well, what really needs to happen is that bill that's being proposed for veterans who contract COVID, they can lose their, if they die from a comorbidity of COVID or a complication of COVID, their families can lose their benefits. There's a bill that's now, that just got passed through the House. If everybody really loves the military as much as everyone claims to, this bill should fly through with bipartisan support, and we'll see where it goes, but it's ridiculous for military families to lose their benefits because someone dies of COVID, and essentially there's like a loophole that if they don't die as a direct result of being in combat or being in service, their family loses their benefits. Un-American. That cannot happen. So if that doesn't get passed, then everybody is just all talk and no action.
Right. A lot of it's very exasperating. All right. Speaking of exasperating, there's yet another new study. COVID-19, which was, now does, it wasn't, but it does, it didn't, but it, look at this. There's another study that now says what they originally said, the virus can last 28 days on glass and money, but then after they said that in a month or two, well, no, maybe that's not really the way it did, lasts only 6 hours, or whatever the hell they came up with. And now there's another one indicating that the COVID can survive on money, glass, stainless steel. Was all discounted, right? A couple of months ago?
It wasn't discounted. No, it wasn't discounted. It is confusing, and I know that it feels like we keep getting conflicting things.
Well,
we do. This is not a contradiction to those other studies. This is showing that at 68 degrees and colder, that the virus can live for up to 28 days on hard surfaces, smooth surfaces. So credit cards, cell phone screens, glass, things like that. Now, here's the part that people get panicked about, because people eased up and they weren't letting their Amazon boxes sit outside for 5 days. People aren't doing that anymore. It's because even if you lick the surface of it, you cannot get the virus. It still has to be airborne. Literally,
the last time you licked a dollar bill, wasn't it?
Well, that's what I'm saying. But what I'm saying, though, is is it technically living on surfaces? Yes. But it still has to be airborne and aerosolized in your nose in order for you to actually contract it. So it is another study that shows it does live longer. It shows the importance of washing your surfaces, washing your hands. But again, if it's not airborne, you're not going to get it.
All right. We have the next turning point here in all of this is a focus on the vaccine. Is there? Isn't there? Will there? Won't there? We'll find out in a moment here on the DJV Show.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This report is sponsored by Humana. People with Medicare need to make an important decision in the coming weeks. As the Medicare Advantage and Prescription Drug Plan annual election period is here, running from October 15th through December 7th. Selecting a Medicare plan can seem overwhelming, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic. But eligible individuals can still research plan options safely to ensure they make the right decision for their health needs. Jeff Fernandez is with Humana.
While it's common to have many questions, there are resources to help you choose the plan that's right for you without having to leave home, including informational websites, virtual educational events, and one-on-one virtual meetings with licensed health insurance agents. This will allow people with Medicare to gather the information they need to choose a Medicare plan safely and securely during this annual election period, which runs through December 7th.
For more information, visit Medicare.gov or Humana.com/Medicare.
Excuse me, madam. Don't forget our DJV daily download. We've got one up there that focuses on how deadly plastic bottles are and a discussion of my new bike and how it could make me sterile. Also, we talk about dental health and COVID. The Eskimo pie is out. Jennifer has a moment revealing her deadly fear of ice cream sticks.
Ugh.
And the, the John Lennon flavors. That's all. And the current download, their downloads daily at djvshow.com. All right, so we've got the first working vaccine. Yes? No. We may be within weeks. We could be within days, months, years of a profound turning point. Who knows? Is there a new vaccine that will be safe and effective? Who knows?
Well, Johnson & Johnson halted theirs because some unexplained illness in one of the volunteers, so I don't know who was in the lead of this race to get the vaccine, but I guess Johnson & Johnson blew a tire, so they're somewhere
right
off on the side.
Now, instead of by Election Day, it could be by the end of the year, it could be during the winter, it could be next spring.
Is it
they're
Moderna? Up near
yeah,
you?
Moderna.
Is Moderna still
one,
in
yeah, the
in
one
the
here in Massachusetts, yeah. They have their research group is located here in Framingham, and they're working on it, but there are others. There's a Mayo Clinic group that's now up, getting close to the top of the circle. The trials that are being done, a lot of people are getting shot with a placebo, some getting shot with a virus. Fauci says that the mega trials pose a business risk for any given vaccine maker because they reveal how a vaccine stacks up against its competitors. In other words, you're taking your pants off when you're doing this, and that's not something that's been done since the Hunt for Red October, Richie. Remember?
For sure.
When, one ping only?
Yep.
Yeah. And what is that? What's the line? You just, I think, Scott.
Russians don't take a dump, son.
Right.
Playing.
There's that line, too. But there's another one about, and he just took his pants off. Anyway, it's a good movie. Has nothing to do with anything except it filled a few seconds worth of time. 21 after the hour now on the DJV program.
Warning.
warning. If you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
His name, but I certainly now get the song. Michael Stipe, as we get started musically in this hour, every hour of the DJV program, we have a 4 or 5 minute segue serenade, if you will. And I know some of you really enjoy me singing along with some of these songs, but it seems not to get the favor of the people that I'm working with, so I try to keep them on my good side.
The write-in campaign to keep you singing is just robust.
It's really, yeah. People are standing in line at the ballot boxes to vote for that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
it's a
they are.
Down ballot.
Yep, exactly. Anyway, so we got Michael Stipe, we got Miley Cyrus, Demi Lovato, Kesha, taking part in that RBG, the tribute Monday night, Honor Her Wish, was a virtual show that took place with Stipe, Haley Williams, John Baptiste, Margot Price, all celebrating Dr. Ginsburg's life and legacy. She had an honorary doctorate, you know that, right? I kind of always referred to her as Dr. Ginsburg. I don't know why, but other people don't. There were also appearances from Hillary, Nancy Pelosi, Elizabeth Warren, Kirsten Gillibrand. Let's see here. Representative Ayanna Pressley. I don't know who she is. Where's she from, Jennifer? Anybody know?
Her state, actually.
Massachusetts?
See, you know the squad, she's kind of like Ringo. It's Rashida Tlaib. It's, what's her face? Ilhan Omar,
okay. She's
AOC.
One of them?
Yeah, she's the one that people don't know as much.
I got it. Okay. Stacey Abrams and Rosaria Dawson taking part in this as well.
And I'm surprised I didn't get my invitation.
Yeah, I'm surprised
you
didn't
either. You were such a huge RBG fan, so.
Yeah. Actually, I was a huge RBG fan. They didn't invite me. Stevie Nicks, who called her a political rock star. Dolly Parton, who wrote, quote, her voice was soft, but her message rang loud and clear, and will echo forever. I think that's very true. Yeah. All right, so without, they could have probably done, this isn't political, just leave Elizabeth Warren out of anything and everything as far as I'm concerned. I've kind of always liked Kirsten Gillibrand, and nobody understands why I do. I'm not sure.
She's blonde and pretty.
Yeah.
She's blonde and crunchy.
Exactly
like someone you would date.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, so it's clarification. Yeah. Anyway.
No one understands why. Yeah, we get it. That's not that big of a mystery.
Okay. Moving on musically. 26 after the hour on the DJV program. Victoria and Jennifer with their judgmental anecdotes. Here's Norah Jones, along with Natalie Merchant, John Lennon. Performing at the 3rd Annual Hudson Valley Boats Concert. It'll be held on the 17th at 8 o'clock virtually. The event will feature a mix of musical performances, guest speakers, appearances from down-ballot candidates in upstate New York, show airing on Hudson Valley Boats YouTube channel, Radio Kingston, Radio Woodstock. The event is free. Musical performers include, Emily King, John Medeski, special guests... from SNL, Fred Armiston, actresses Amanda Seyfried, Mary Stuart Masterson. Hudson Valley Boats initially canceled the plans for the concert because of the obvious, but decided to put it on in a virtual way to bring attention to the importance of local elections, civic engagement, and the push for record turnouts. Some of the performances and speeches were filmed at Hutton Brickyards. Others were sent in remotely, so... kind of a cool thing, and the message is very strong and very important. Yes, vote, 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 vote. And do it on election day, will you? Instead of all this other stuff, just do it.
Do it early. Just make sure your vote counts. Don't do it in the middle.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I'm not a fan of court packing, but I don't want to get off on that whole issue.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, when asked about court packing by WKRC-TV in Cincinnati, Biden spending his Monday campaigning in Ohio. The former vice president will be in Florida today. In less than 2 hours, today's confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett will begin. Democrats are expected to grill Barrett about her past comments criticizing the court's 2012 ruling that upheld the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham on getting Coney Barrett confirmed.
If we can get this wonderfully qualified conservative woman on the court, we'll be making the statement to all young conservative women, there's a place at the table for you.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The United Kingdom has seen a spike in the number of daily COVID-19 cases, so the Prime Minister is taking a new approach to localized lockdowns. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki explains.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson has unveiled a series of new lockdowns as the United Kingdom deals with a spike in COVID-19 cases. The three-tiered system is meant to localize restrictions for the worst-hit areas of the country. Johnson told Parliament that previous efforts to address local outbreaks have resulted in a confusing set of restrictions.
In recent months, we have worked with local leaders to counter local spikes with targeted restrictions. But this local approach has inevitably produced different sets of rules in different parts of the country that are now complex to understand and to enforce. So, just as we simplified our national rules with the rule of six, we will now simplify and standardize our local rules.
Johnson's unified system of three alert levels will have different severity of lockdowns depending on how bad the local outbreak is. He added that no matter what the level, shops, schools, and universities would remain open.
Carnival Cruise Line is canceling all of its cruises for November. Carnival announcing on Monday it's canceling November cruises out of Miami and Port Canaveral, Florida. This comes after the company canceled cruises from all other U.S. ports for November and December. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The hour here on the DJV program with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, filling in for Phil, who's getting married today. What is he doing?
His girlfriend's having knee surgery.
Oh.
I was like, he's getting married?
I heard
married
the pastor stop by and, you know. Yeah, maybe just knee surgery, marriage, wedding, you know, get it all done.
Yeah. Oh, listen, well, he's down on his knees one way or another.
There you go.
All right, let's see what's happening with the election. There's so many different places to go here. The election and the confirmation of Amy Barrett, are they linked inextricably? One goes with the other. Are you going to vote for somebody because they did or didn't vote to put her in the Supreme Court? What do you say, Victoria?
Well, depends. Well, who am I voting for? I think that's a very broad question.
Would you vote for or against somebody
that
voted to put her into, all Democrats are going to vote against her just because they're Democrats? Is that the thing?
No, what I'm saying is I think if you have a Republican senator, or I think the Republican senators are the ones who are dealing with this the most, because they know that what the ramifications could be as her being the next appointee on the Supreme Court. There are, you know, there are things that are over 60% of Americans believe that abortion should be legal. So that's a fine line to walk. We know that she has explicitly said she is anti-abortion. Clarence Thomas and Alito came out last week and said they want to revisit gay marriage. So there's a lot at stake, and I think this is a much more precarious position.
They want to revisit gay marriage. Does that mean
they didn't think that it was constitutional? Yeah, they said if it comes up again, they're voting against it.
Who said that besides Clarence Thomas?
Alito, Samuel
Alito. That's two.
Yeah.
That's two votes. That's the only two votes they get for that. On that,
but I don't know, because you know we don't know where she stands on that.
Again, go back to this argument about being an originalist or not. It's not that any of these judges, and this is a problem I think that happens on the left because they have a lot of judges that are activists. If you're an originalist, you apply the law, you are humble to the law, you don't go out and make your own way. You're not making policy, and that's what Amy Coney Barrett has said in her hearings all this week, and it's what Ruth Bader Ginsburg did, by the way, in her hearings as well, in her confirmation hearings, and that is we can't play the hypothetical game because we have to look at things case by case. We have to see how each case is applied to the law, the Constitution, the law of the land. It's not about going out there and saying, you know what, I really think abortion is wrong, so I'm going to go out and take it away from people. That's not what's happening. What's happening is someone who applies the law in a humble way. That's what Amy Coney Barrett has been saying she's going to do. She's been saying that she separates her personal
beliefs. Right, and you're right. They all say the same thing. You don't know until they get there.
She has an impeccable record. Well, you don't know until it's a case-by-case basis. Is it illegal? Is it something? How does the law apply to the cases that these judges are seeing? It's not like they go out there and change policy. That's the branch. That's the job, and it was reflected in Amy Coney Barrett's words. That's the job of Congress to make law. It is not the judicial branch's job to do that. It's about interpreting and applying law.
But the interpretation of this is vague for me. The definition of abortion, you would have one definition, perhaps Jennifer, Victoria might have another, I might have a third. I noticed 66% of women, 74% of men in the Gallup poll favor at least some restriction, but Gallup polls lean right of center.
But there already are a lot of restrictions on abortion. So that's the fear is that from people who support pro-choice or a woman's right to choose what happens to her own body, then there are all these cases that are going to end up at the Supreme Court where it could be overturned. Look, the bottom line is the worst case scenario, legal experts have been all over talking about what the scenarios are. If Roe v. Wade gets overturned, it then will be up to the individual states
to figure out what they want. That's but according to this poll, Victoria, only one in three Americans favor overturning it.
Right.
And that
goes back to my point of what I said. If you're a Republican senator who's up for reelection, I don't envy your position going through these hearings because there's a lot to consider. You're putting someone through, but again, it's not necessarily what her public views have been, and these are papers that she's written, that her opinion on things is not necessarily the popular opinion. So
her
she might be a very qualified,
matter.
But her opinion does matter to a lot of people, though, Jen.
Her legal record matters. I have a bunch of opinions. The way I conduct myself in my work is going to be different. And, you know, the one thing where I think what we're forgetting is that there's not just this element of Roe v. Wade. In fact, I think Democrats have actually stepped away from that. I think that this overwhelming narrative about health care is what they're really focusing on because
that looked like the biggest thing. You're right.
Well, health care is going to be,
it's huge. Look, 21 million people.
Democrats know that Amy Coney Barrett has the votes, and there's nothing that they can do to stop it. So they're using this as a time. And they also know the way they behaved disgracefully with Judge Kavanaugh, accusing him of gang rape, was not popular with the American people, and they can't do it again before an election because all of them would be packing their bags and going home. So what can they do? How do they utilize this time? And what they do is put out a narrative about health care. And I actually think it's a smart move strategically because Republicans are upset with the Affordable Care Act but haven't offered another solution.
Let me ask you this about the idea of expanding who's in favor of having more members of the Supreme Court? Is that a political thing?
That's the thing, not Joe Biden. No.
Well, Joe Biden is actually in favor of it because
he's not. He said he's not a fan of the idea.
He said he's not a fan of the idea. He said that before, but that does not mean he will not pack the court. In fact, he said the American people don't deserve an answer to that question because he doesn't want to make it a headline. Because the truth is, to keep the liberal part of his party together, he has to agree to packing the court. Chuck Schumer has already said that's exactly what they're going to do. And packing the court, by the way, is not about loading up the court with justices that you're constitutionally allowed to appoint. That's another false narrative out there. Packing the court is about adding justices to the Supreme Court after 184 years.
Can I ask a question? Can we go back to voting for a minute? I'm nosing around here a little bit. Who comes up with these ideas? My mind would never go here. But apparently, in places both in California and Florida, election officials say that there are boxes showing up marked as official drop boxes, but they aren't. They're just in locations in parking lots in a Vons grocery store. How in the...
I just asked Jen about this.
Who would come up with that idea? Who's that crazy? Who's that?
They're actually collection points so that they can ballot harvest and take them all in.
My God.
The thing that I'm more worried about are the ballots that are both not delivered and that are already filled out that are ending up in parking lots, not in a box, but instead in a dumpster someplace. Those are the ones that concern me.
All right, one thing on this lady we were talking, was it on the air, off the air, about the wife of Lieutenant Governor Fetterman? She apparently is a Brazilian. She looks like she's about 23. I don't know. She was an immigrant, and she was in a grocery store, and somebody took a shot, I don't understand by looking at her what somebody was thinking. Even though ignoramus has come up in all different sizes and shapes. I don't get I don't get it, frankly.
Just approached her in the grocery store and said what?
Basically, they took her. It was a racial slur that I'm not going to say in the air.
Well, obviously,
she was met by and verbally assaulted by a woman who told her that she was an immigrant. She didn't belong here.
Oh, my God. These white Karens need to just sit the F down. I am so sick of these women giving other women a bad name. I expect more from women.
Well, she called her the N-word as well.
Of course. This is just ridiculous.
She chased her out to her car.
Great.
It started in the store, and then she paid for her groceries and went out. A woman chased her across the parking lot. And she said, "Nobody wants you here. You don't belong here."
This is the lieutenant governor.
This lieutenant governor's wife named Fetterman.
Oh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, you know what? Where's the murder hornet story? I want to send the murder hornets after these people. How about we do that instead?
Evil. You want to have a of murder hornets?
I want freaking murder hornets with freaking laser beams on their heads.
They are ruthless creatures, boy, I'm telling you. They tear through a hive of honeybees in hours. They eat their heads. And then these Chinese hornets, murder hornets.
Well, and then they're hungry again in 2 hours, so they have to eat another head.
Right, yeah.
I'll allow it.
New research from scientists.
You didn't get it, but...
I think I did get it.
Chinese
but
food. You're hungry again in 2 hours.
Okay. Sorry. The research at Washington State suggests that these predators are moving around, or they go into one location, stay there, and then they're moving on.
They came here on container ships.
Yeah, right.
From China.
Did.
So,
right. Yeah.
Yet another gift from China.
Oh, my God, these goddamn...
It's like the murder hornets and the fake Prada bags were on the same container ship.
Really? With the fake ballots. You don't think those are made by some of the Chinese characters that want to screw up the election? I'd say there was a chance of that, pretty good chance of that. Speaking of chances, Dr. Jack Stockwell and his most recent Good Day Health podcast, focusing on, in part at least, drinking coffee, making sure that you know that you need to drink your coffee after breakfast, not before. You'll find out why it is that Jack thinks that, what the research shows, as you listen to the podcast every week. Dr. Jack and Dr. Ken have podcasts, separate podcasts. You'll find them at GoodDayHealthShow.com.
In her address to the Republican National Convention, Kimberly Klasick touched on a truth that the GOP must address if they want to remain relevant in the years to come. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. During her speech, Kimberly Klasick, who was running for Congress in Baltimore, said that she wants to see her city become, quote, an example to Republicans around the country that we can compete in our inner cities if we reach out to the citizens and deliver real results. The Republican Party has struggled to make inroads with the black community for decades. Some have argued that this is because black Americans are conditioned by the media and the Democrats. But the reality is that the GOP has failed to make a concerted and genuine effort to reach black voters at the local, state, and federal level. Until now. Klasick has the right idea. She has been pounding the pavement and interacting with potential voters ever since she started campaigning. Regardless of the outcome, she is setting an example for the rest of the party. The question is, are the Republicans ready to start courting black votes again? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, I'm starting a movement to bring Tom Bergeron back to Dancing with the Stars. Tyra Banks trying to explain what she did last week, making it worse. Did you see that? She's a nightmare. Why they haven't brought Bergeron back yet?
Well, she's not a nightmare. You haven't even seen the show. She's not.
Are you gonna bring out the murder hornets?
Jeez.
Yeah.
Send the murder hornets.
After Tyra Banks on Dancing with a Star. That's an idea. 10 before the hour here on the Idea Filled DJV program.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are into medicine big time, and we have Big Jack here to help us through our big time medical review. You're our big guy. You're a big, broad shouldered big guy, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay. Your wife likes that. I'm happy to tell everybody. All right, enough of that stuff. Let's get to Jack and yet another way to understand what's going on in your body, or maybe better put, Jack, why you put certain things into your body, in this case, the long life energy enzymes that you produce. You can get them at ForbiddenDoctor.com, L-E-E. They're called Lees. You put bitter melon. So what is bitter melon? We can all guess, but I'm guessing we'd be wrong.
We've talked about before, our long life energy enzymes has a two-pronged approach. Number one, to support digestion and to clean out the bloodstream from all the stuff that builds up in the walls of the bloodstream.
That includes the plaque that bothered me. How come it hasn't gotten rid of all the plaque in my carotids then?
Well, you're not taking enough, or
really?
You had an awful lot of plaque and it's just going to take 40%.
A lot. The doctor told me last week I didn't have to worry until it got to be 70%. I don't like it at 40%. I don't like any.
No, of course not.
Because I don't have any of the rest of my body.
Well, the body is very selective where it will lay down plaque.
Apparently.
And the other half of the enzyme approach is to support sugar handling processes in the body, or the things that tend towards diabetes. Now, in the Journal of Medicinal Food, which is not published inside the United States, I guarantee it, pharmaceutical companies will not allow that. But in the foreign nations, especially in the area of the Orient, where they do an awful lot of food research, because obviously that's where our life stems from, is the food choices we have, they've long known that bitter melon is very supportive of the pancreas's ability to lower fat in the bloodstream and to help regulate sugar levels. So we made sure we put that in our long life energy enzymes.
All right, so what's the recommended? I take a couple in the morning and a couple at night, but it says on the bottle take four. That's why I take four, two, and two. Should I take four in the morning and four at night?
If you've got that much plaquing going on in your carotids, I would suggest four in the morning and four at night.
Really? Yep. I can put that to music.
And you
four
want that
in the morning, four in the evening.
And you want it on an empty stomach. If you have food in your stomach, these enzymes are going to help digest the food. If there's no food present for the enzymes to digest, they will get into the bloodstream. We have regular amounts of pancreatic enzymes. That's a good thing. Because if we took a blood sample of you right now, we would find certain what are considered normal levels of these enzymes present in the bloodstream, because the pancreas is constantly putting them out in the bloodstream. It's one of the ways they're able to tell if it's elevated that you have pancreatic problems.
Doesn't standard process have something that we could take in addition to the Lee enzymes for your pancreas?
Yeah, multizyme. Oh, pancreatrophin, excuse me. Yeah. Yes, it's a protomorphogen called pancreatrophin. So if you are tending towards pancreatic problems, pancreatrophin slows down and stops.
How would you know?
Kind of autoimmune.
If you got pancreatic problems, how would you detect that in your body?
Well,
what's the first sign of a pancreatic problem?
Anytime you have sugar imbalances, anything that tends towards diabetes, especially type 2 diabetes or insulin sensitivity, you've got some pancreatic problems.
Is this the stuff that causes pancreatic cancer? Because that's a very deadly...
It can go in that direction. It doesn't have to. It doesn't have to. Right. But pancreatic cancer always started with something like this.
All right. There's some very important information that you'll want to get. Probably be repeated in the next podcast that we do at gooddayhealthshow.com. Between working from home, not being able to hit the gym, and staying indoors more often, the lockdown has left a lot of people aching because they're doing less movement. So let's see if we can figure out how to get around that with Andy Solomon.
Inactivity can worsen joint pain caused by osteoarthritis, a condition that affects over 30 million U.S. adults. And it's no surprise that more people are complaining of aches and pains since COVID began. Rheumatologist Dr. Daniel J. Wallace explains.
When it comes to arthritis pain, simple lifestyle changes can make a big difference. Maintaining a healthy weight is important to decrease stress on your body, especially your joints. Low-impact exercises like walking, gentle yoga, swimming, and even light weightlifting can help decrease pain over time.
In addition, Dr. Wallace says there are over-the-counter medications developed specifically to relieve this pain.
I recommend my patients use Voltaren Arthritis Pain Gel, a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory gel for joint pain due to arthritis. An alternative to pills, Voltaren Gel targets pain directly at the source for powerful pain relief. Talk to your doctor about the right arthritis treatment for you.
For more, go to VoltarenGel.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.